My name is Hunts the Storm. For over 100 years, I've pursued the snake that consumes itself, which manifests as a massive storm, able to rip people like myself and my companions Mohawk and Hope from our realities. This time I caught the storm, and inside it found strange people. These people call the snake that consumes itself a time machine. They have traveled back to my time to stop a great evil. This mega timeline still imprisons my sister Tan and my family, the Groton people. We will not stop until we see it defeated. Now I find myself in an alliance with these powerful fools. Hannah is a life and spirit shaman. They are like my people, but strange and twisted. Ethel is a witch who specializes in destruction and death. She means well, but is reckless with the power that she wields. Another, Mona, seems to control reality and be an instrument of some divine will. She is unwavering and loyal, but I question what ends her purpose serves. Parallax is a chronomancer who weaves space, time, and fate. He is devoted to his loved ones, but seems callous to the needs of others. For those who meddle with the forces of time itself, they are very short-sighted. That has not stopped them from saving many lives, and this time ship is filled with those who have become their family. Together, we can answer the spirit's call and right the wrongs of this and all realities.
So make good choices.
I did warn you earlier today, Charlotte, that you had to make good choices. This is kind of like the end game, and you've been collecting clues to get to this point. And to be honest,
I remember Rudy said you didn't get all the clues.
We're going to make very informed decisions.
But what I can tell you is that right now, in the Nega timeline, you have found a group of allies. These people are both members of the Croatans, who Hunts the Storm would know, as well as a group of free council mages called the Dead Wrens. These are people who, Hannah, you actually, since you've unlocked Dorothy's memories, you would remember them. You did a lot of drinking with this crew back in the day. And the three Dead Wrens that you see before you are Rabbit Annie, Ishmael, and Sanjata. But Sanjata is alive. It seems like a paradox to you, and you have all of your mage sites if that is what you'd like to investigate. But actually, there's a lot of stuff that's going on here. The ground around you is filled with rot, and you are being led by this group of werewolves and wrens down into this dark path, which leads through the rot and refuse of this timeline. There are interesting historical artifacts hidden in the walls that relay a different time than our own. Things have transpired here that they had not in the other 1692. And one of the most recent things that has transpired is, from the look of the bones, there were European colonists who fled to this version of America, which here is called the Chennai, the land of the broken turtle shell. The broken turtle shell. The pilgrims in this reality did not survive contact. What remains of their weapons and armor has been discarded here. But not their bones, No, you saw what happened to their bones. It's not a pleasant place. And while all of you feel somewhat uncomfortable, Hunts the Storm, you've had many ages to become wise, and you have never felt this uncomfortable. You've been here, but you know that something else is wrong. You can feel it, and it darkens your heart, because you can tell that old Snap is dead. This truly is a land of broken turtle shells now. Your past lives have been through a lot. Wars, hunts for supernatural creatures, the destruction of abyssal spirits, easy. But this situation that you are now entering is something that none of your past lives had ever encountered. And you are on uncertain footing, though you know that their experience can still be called upon.
Yeah, I would like to try and do that, friend. Oh, one of my past lives.
Which of your skills do you want? So you can access this to gain memories about anything in particular. So, for example, you're about to enter a large group of people. You could access their knowledge of uniting people and diplomacy to gain a bunch of dots in the persuasion skill. Or you could access their dots in occult because you need to know more about this Nega timeline, and they have destroyed powerful spirits before.
I would like to persuasion.
Absolutely. So, Nanan, who is your fifth life, was a great diplomat who united many people. And they can tell you, as you descend, that even though these are your people, things have changed and you will need to be quick upon your feet. As you try persuasion and empathy, you gain 5 dots from her guidance. It becomes apparent just in the way that you're walking as you commune with her. And the younger werewolves here are approaching you, and they're interested in your story. You can roll your expression plus presence, and as you do so, you gain a dot of renown in one category of your choosing.
Honor?
You returned for them. You didn't need to.
And so you said 5 dots. Is it 5 dots in both empathy and persuasion, or split between the two?
It's 5 dots in both. She was a master negotiator. And you can feel that, in fact, she led a coalition much the same as this, but one that spanned many more continents.
I feel like, so we're going through this path now. Just like, part of me is wondering, it seems like meeting the Dead Wrens again, there was like no interaction there. I'm surprised there's not anger on their side, maybe, or maybe there's not that much time that's gone by, and that's simply something we've got to dress.
I think because this is the first time Hannah's seen the Dead Wrens in a very long time, and I'm not sure if they even knew they were here.
You did not know. It's just Mona just kind of... and Parallax who dragged them here. Specifically,
so
Mona.
We're on edge. Oh no. Yeah. I'm kind of this edge. It's like Alter Sanjata, and then these people, like, why are these people from the past here? It's kind of like, are they real or are they a trick kind of feeling? Life Mage Sight on.
Ooh, Life Mage Sight. Now that's an interesting one. Because this is actually the bastion of life for this world. It's here in the rot. This place has the refuse of a city, the alternate version of Boston. While they treasure what is dead, what is living has little value. and there are all kinds of molds and rots and bacteria here. It's a fungal jungle. If you'd like, while you're walking down, you could roll your life plus gnosis to stare deeply into it.
Yeah, totally.
Is anybody else looking out into the rot?
Yeah, I'll throw my time sight on too.
All right. So if you're using time sight, roll time gnosis. For Hunts the Storm, it would be a wits plus composure check. You're using your sense, probably.
Yeah.
And I'll use my death sight.
Yeah, death is a weird one. You can roll it, but there's not really hardly any death here. Maybe a few number of small dead animals, but no humanoids have died here in a long time, maybe hundreds of years. With your knowledge of death from before, you know that they kill everything someplace else. You haven't seen that spot except for the Shattering Field, where they definitely did kill some people and then split their bodies apart. 4 successes on your life site is a thriving ecosystem. You could call upon it if you will. The ecosystem here has no human flesh to feed upon, but it is actually, as you look at it, interestingly adapted. You think that it can eat through just about anything. Metal. There's no plastic in this world, but it can even eat through stone, definitely dirt, but maybe even stone given enough time. And as an Arcmaster of Life, you can feel it beating within you. Just being here, you feel more like the fungal jungle. The fungal jungle and you are one. You are together.
Can I also use one dot of mind to do a little, is this sentient?
It is not sentient in the same way that you would expect a human mind to be, but you can tell that it does have some sort of instinctual level of sentience. So something that mind magic is not super good at influencing, but life very much so is. It is a mycelial network times 10.
Can I tell how big it is? Like, how far does it extend?
Yes. So this would extend pretty much all the way into like central Massachusetts nowadays. It is miles of fungal jungle. And
all over where we've been.
4 successes, you feel that it's actually just one little node. It's connected to, and as you are doing that, someone grabs your face and pulls you to look forward. And you see Rabbit Annie, and she says, I'm afraid that's not good for us, lass. Don't be looking at it. It stays with you. But everybody else who is looking at it, Trevor, do you get any successes on that time plus gnosis check?
4 successes as well.
Yeah, so you can tell that the abyssal timeline is here. It is all around you. This is not true time, and the more you look at it, the more you perceive it, the more real it becomes.
Cool. I'm going to look away. Heed Annie's advice.
Mona, did you get successes on looking in?
I did, because Mona likes to know how things work.
Yeah,
top 5 successes.
Wow. Well, do you need willpower?
I need 1 willpower, yeah.
Why don't you take that willpower back? As you feel the understanding of this place through the God machine, and you understand that this is a forgotten natural cluster of this thing, there is a way in which this is a proper world. This is really, it functions like the God machine should behave. Sure, things are a little bit backwards. Things didn't happen quite the same way, but the same rules, the same laws of physics are applicable here. You think that you could manipulate this world with Prime and Forces magic, even though it would be dangerous and risk paradox. With 5 successes, the world here, all the gears and stuff, they're not made of the same stuff that they are down up above. Down here, they're made of this oily material that's sort of solidified. You remember it in bits and pieces from the awakening, the second one that you went through with Rabbit Annie. She was at the bar, then you went off to the Mysterium thing, and you saw Parallax covered in the stuff, and you wiped some off of his eyes. Well, now you are in that stuff yourself. There's no amount of wiping that could bring you clean. And Ish, did you get successes?
Yeah, I got three, but on three successes on perception, it counts as a critical success.
Ooh, okay. So gain a beat, you feel the world around you, and you feel your people are nearby. You can smell your adopted children. You can smell Tayan. She's here. There's something else that you can smell besides for the rot and horror, which you are certain is filled with strange objects if you were to tear into it. But you feel that there is someone nearby who is very, very sick. Someone in near to your people.
Not in this party, but
nearby. Not in this party, but nearby. It's a long walk. It's over a mile of walking, in fact. And in that time, you have a moment to speak to the NPCs that are here.
As we're approaching, I want to know if you're intent to help us try to right the wrongs of this timeline and try to save reality, or what are your goals?
The young braves here, both men and women, are supremely loyal to you. They draw their claws in the air, transforming their bodies to let you know that your purpose is their purpose. They stand with the Great Turtle. And with your five dots of empathy, you can roll a wits empathy check.
One success.
You feel that these people really do respect you. It's more complicated than that, but you feel this deep respect that they have for you. This is kind of like the Janestown of alternate realities, where they all think that you're the best. But unlike Janestown, it's more well-earned.
Just as roughly like how many of my people are here? The Kron?
It looks like an advanced party. Five Croatans along with the three mages.
Can you help me to help our people let's get through this death walk here? What can you tell me, since you braves have been here for so long, what can you tell me about this area?
We call this place the Blight Pit. There have been many places that we have tried to hide, as you know, across this great land. Of all those places, this one is certainly the worst. There is no food, there is no clean water. We were told to come here by Tayan and these strangers. We were waiting for you.
All right, thank you. We've arrived, and I've arrived with help. I just for everybody. And let's get home so that we can find a new home.
And you do all look like kind of a group of epic heroes at this point. You've walked into your confidence, you've got high gnosis and great magical skill. Hannah, you got the life stone embedded in your chest, making you an arcmaster. And do you want to have any life spells active, transforming your body?
Yeah. I just have like internal life mage stuff happening, like especially with the fungus and what Rabbit Annie said, like just be like, I'm already aware of what's happening in my body, but like super defenses against any outside intrusion.
As you feel your body, you can tell that the hunger is reacting to this place. It's making you hungrier, but you've turned off that part of your brain.
Yeah, and I think just like increased reaction time, like adrenaline kind of going, like intentionally upping the adrenaline. But I'm also freaking out. Like, what are you doing here, Rabbit Annie? Are you real? What are you doing here?
All three of them are kind of walking, I think, in lockstep with Mona and Parallax and you. Would Ethel be joining that group? Would you be hanging back by the werewolves? It really seems like everybody knows somebody here except for you and Allura.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is a moment that Ethel and Allura are kind of just together, sort of very aware of the fact that everybody else knows somebody but them. But please don't make me talk to myself. They're having a chit chat.
They're just having a fun chit chat down here in the Death Swamp.
Ethel is explaining to Allura about the odd absence of ghosts in this area. And Allura is explaining to Ethel that her axe apparently can help, but not help, opposite, hurt ghosts vis-a-vis the Byron Foot story. So it's useful information.
I love that. So you two are just chatting away about death, essentially. That seems on brand. The three mages who are chatting with Hannah, Parallax, and Mona say that they were brought back through time. They were already in this dimension, but they were brought back through time by a being. Some sort of horrific archmaster of time magic brought them here. They felt through, basically, they all have some fate magic, and they're like, this is the only way that we're going to get out of here alive. And they went backwards in time. They showed up here just a few weeks ago.
Hannah looks at Parallax like, is there another one of you at your level? That's what we're trying.
Yeah, I'm just looking around like I've been accused of it being me. Like, no, I didn't do anything. What?
Did they look like this guy?
So, here's the thing, says Rabbit Annie. There was someone who looked like him. But he wasn't in this timeline. He was in the future version of this world that we were in originally. And as we were essentially waging a guerrilla war against that Parallax character, suddenly he just unwound, I guess is the best way to put it. His timeline became like silly string, and he just stopped existing. We still remember him, but I think it's because we're not really from here. Something's different about people who aren't from here. We all interact with this place differently. It's like it's hungry for us. You notice that Rabbit Annie is talking a little bit less like a pirate. She seems to have kind of like become more serious. They all have. Sinjata especially, who can't seem to stop looking at you all very intently.
Oh yeah, I wanted to put my life site originally on Sinjata. Because that's not the Sinjata. You were alive? Fully alive? Yeah. Weird.
Fully alive.
That's weird.
And Parallax, you have time sight on. This Sinjata is younger than the one that you knew. that one had been around for more time.
Is his soul fixed?
Yeah, he's got a great, shining, awakened soul.
That was one of my goals, was to fix his soul. Do I get a beat?
Yeah, absolutely. You gained a beat, though I'm not sure what you did in this situation to accomplish that. You found a Sunjata, and his soul's really great.
Goals accomplished.
Mona asks, has anyone talked to Merlin lately?
No one knows who Merlin is. They're confused. I mean, like, they know who Merlin is. Actually, probably the young werewolves who grew up in this timeline don't know who Merlin is. Why would they? But the witches here, including the ones that you've brought from 1692, do know who Merlin is and are very intent when you mention his name.
I think I am going to ask them, like, have you encountered anyone else here who's not out to kill you, I guess?
Or eat you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're trying to, like, have conversations with them, and they're going to talk about some horrific people who have tried to kill them or eat them. Why don't you roll a wits plus socialize check? Anyone who wants to. Wits plus socialize.
None.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, which makes sense. Three.
Okay.
One success.
With one success, you think that they don't know who you're talking about. That much is clear. They want to be helpful, but they're just not being helpful. With two successes, Trevor, you think that Sunjata might know who you're talking about, but he isn't sure. And with three successes, Mona, you are pretty sure that Sunjata keeps bringing up the fact that they were brought back here in time. So that's a 100-year jump. That's a time ship level time skip.
That's a 100-year time skip?
Yeah, which is not something that a master of time can do.
Is it something the Fae can do, though?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So Mona's thinking maybe Sunjata was transported by possibly Merlin in the Fae, and that Sunjata is
the person that you're looking
very
for.
Helpful. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna look at Sunjata.
Yeah.
And Sunjata already heard me say the name Merlin.
And Sunjata just is staring you directly in the eyes. He was a serious person before, but his time here has made him even more serious. He drops back and says, I notice you looking at me.
Yes, I am looking at you.
I will tell you what I know.
Please do.
I woke up one day in Boston, and I joined the Dead Wrens. I could not remember my life before. I met you there. It was wonderful. But then you took me back here. This needed to happen, because this is where my memories are from. Unlike everyone else around us, I am from the Nega timeline. Now that I have been returned to the Nega timeline, I see my brothers and sisters here. They have been corrupted by this place. Their very essence is evil, perhaps my essence as well. But I will not give in to evil. I will fight back against the princes that enslave us to my dying breath. And as he says that, with your Archmastery of Prime, you know that to be 100% true. Sunjata is going to die fighting these people.
He does, because our future Sunjata, like, escaped and was brought back and died, but was brought back and tortured. Like, it is the same Sunjata.
Does Ethel bring him back somehow? Just...
No. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Plot thickens.
If Sanjata does not die, then if you erase this timeline, you will be erasing him as well. His natural form is part of this timeline. The Sanjata that you found in the future had had something horrific done to him, but had somehow been able to be separate from that timeline in a way. In any case, you've arrived.
We have more questions.
Oh, yeah.
I have a Sanjata.
Okay. I'll let you each have one more question, but I am going to describe that you have arrived at it's like a cave structure where there's just a little bit of light from the red sky peeking through. Down here, all 150 of the Croatan people and a few their allies have survived. There is, in the center of this place, a locus where essence would collect, and it is full of essence waiting to be taken, possibly by the many, many werewolves here. The people all notice you as you approach, but you are finishing a conversation.
For the time person mentioned earlier, did you notice any nimbuses?
You mean the one that brought us back here?
Yeah.
Yes, it was strange. Familiar, but wrong. There was a sense of being adrift. That is my nimbus. But then, the others did not see this, and I doubted if it was true. But as the spell was being cast, I saw the ziggurat, and I saw a man flayed upon it and smiling, his organs stretched to make a cage that closed the top of the ziggurat like some sort of magical item, but alive. And the people are coming up to you. They're rejoicing. Everyone's so happy. Oh, the people are here. The fools, they say. But mostly they say it in their native tongue, which you don't necessarily speak. Though, Mona, with your prime, you can translate everything here for everyone. The leader of the group, a woman, her hair gray, her body muscular, her clothes bearing many signs of seniority and honors won in battle. It's your sister, Taya, and she goes to embrace you, Hunts the Storm.
Hi.
Can I still ask my question?
Yes, you can, as you stay in the back and Hunts the Storm and Taehyun begin to embrace, which we'll get right back to.
Mine actually wasn't for Sanjata, it was for you.
Oh,
and
yes.
And it was a clarification. Did you say Sanjata has to die in this timeline to exist, or did I not understand that?
If Sanjata does not die, and you destroy the timeline, which, once again, possible, but not necessarily something the fools are going to be able to do. Just one of the options that you were throwing around there. Sanjata is part of that timeline and he would stop existing as well.
Okay.
But with Mona's exceptional success, Mona could tell that somehow the Sanjata that you had met in the other timeline, man, there's a lot of timelines going around here. But in 1692, the Sanjata who came out there, who stepped out of the abyss and joined the party, who was dead, he did not seem to be a part of the Nega timeline. He was, in fact, his own unique being that was separate from that timeline.
So we might have like an imposter on our hands.
In what way?
That's not the real Sinjata.
Oh, you mean the one in the future could have been an imposter? Yes. The one that Katie was playing could have been an imposter. This one here seems to be an earnest guy who's telling the truth. And the one in the past never said any lies to you. The future simultaneous past. The one in the future simultaneous past never said any lies to you because he never spoke. The perfect traitor, perhaps.
He did try to protect us.
This one can talk and can answer your questions, but he's chronologically previous to the one that you met before.
He's fresh Sinjata.
Yeah, we should probably make like a timeline map for Sinjata here. Ish, do you want to describe? I think it's not just Tayan. You have many people here who are close to you. If you want to name those NPCs, you may, or you can just say like what their relationship is to you, and then you can do whatever you would like.
Yeah. So are Mohawk and Mohi here?
Mohawk and Mohi are not here because they're still in 1692. But right. There's lots of people, not just Tayan. Tayan's just the only named one at this moment, but I've got a sheet of paper to write down more names.
Yeah, I'll just pause for a moment as, you know, once, you know, it reaches the distance of, like, where you definitely recognize people. And that's the other young wolf cubs scouting party that was with him. Try to encourage him to move forward. He's overwhelmed with emotions and pretty just awestruck that he's finally arrived here with his lost family. He slowly approaches Tayan and will extend his arms as best he can for a hug.
He embraces you, and the people rejoice.
Yeah. Yay.
Do you have any aspirations around finding your family or helping them?
Yeah, that's one.
Take a beat, for sure.
That one's done.
Well, you can continue to help your people if that wants to continue to be an aspiration.
Yeah, there's another beat, there's so much to talk about. I have so many questions and how you survived here, but we have I'm with these powerful fools now, and they can help us get out of here. We had a time ship. It was the storm I was chasing while I was here, but now we have they had a time ship, they called it. Like a vessel.
Storm, time. Yes.
Storm, yeah, the storm. Yes.
You remember how I had the vision which sent you out to catch it the last time that it appeared, and the time before that when you did not catch it. Well, I have had another vision. In 3 days' time, it will appear again over the ziggurat. Here in the Negatimeline.
The time ship. Yes.
We're not flying it.
Yes. But when Tayan has a vision, it is almost certain to come true. So someone has commandeered the ship and is operating it. Who knows who it is? We must be there at that time. And then I try to, just convince, we should go. There's no reason to be here anymore. We should, all of us, people of the turtle, we need to leave here. And we can take the ship and travel together and find a new home.
Yes, I agree. We should try to do so. We have brought all of our people here to this staging ground, all the ones that were strong enough to come. But here we picked up a new invalid. I believe you should meet him. Come with me.
Oh, okay.
And down into one of the smaller living areas you go, to where there's a person who lies on rags. Well, not rags. They're fine furs. They're just a little worn for wear. But they are clearly being made comfortable by some of the werewolves around them. They look up at you. Specifically, they look up at Mona. It's Davy Jones. David Jones is a man who is of Caribbean ethnicity. He's the leader of the Dead Wrens, and it is very clear that he is dying. His skin has never looked so pale.
All right, and I'll ask everybody else, do you know this person?
Davy Jones is conscious, though pale, and he looks up at you and says, "I'm Davy Jones. It's a pleasure to meet you, matey." Wish Mona, it could be under better circumstances.
Mona kneels down and holds one of Davy Jones' hands and just says, "I'm so sorry. So sorry.
I didn't know it at the time, but I've been learning through the world, and sometimes it's just a man's job to go and carry out a great mission. Sometimes that mission takes his whole life. But I've done it," he says, as you are near to him. "Out in the waves, in the Atlantic, before I came to 1692, before I was brought back by whatever sea cast us this way." He reaches into his modern pirate clothes and pulls out, black and pulsing with death, a piece of the celestial ladder. And I think that we're going to wrap up this session right around there. Make it a little bit of a shorter one. But
Mona looks at Ethel and kind of gives her a nod.
And Ethel's going to mouth back, "Is he allowed to have that?"
Yeah, if anybody else wants to take a last action. And then before we get into beats, I have drawn a map of Sunjata's timeline. So here you are. You are with Tayan and the werewolves. You've just met the last of the Dead Wrens, Davy Jones, and he's very, very deathly ill.
What's he dying from?
Oh, that's a great question. It's unclear to you, even with a medicine skill, but the life mage could try to figure it out with a life gnosis.
Yeah, I'm going to do a medicine skill check.
Yeah, with a medicine skill, roll it just in case it's an exceptional success, but you can't find any visible wounds.
No successes.
Yeah, it's very, very unclear. Do you want to make that a dramatic failure?
Sure.
You think that there is a poison inside of him, and it must be cut out. Take a beat.
Okay. There's a poison.
Stops whatever Hunts the Storm is about to do. No.
I've got this.
Don't worry. I've got credentials. And I want to do a life and spirit.
I think it's assessment. Life. It's a life spell. It's not spirit. Though with spirit, you can tell that there's spirit of death that hangs over this place more than the surrounding area. There's no one who's died here, but this is a future impending death, you feel. And you can tell that Davy Jones also has a spirit of the sea and a spirit of free-spiritedness around him that seem to revel in his presence. But how many successes on that life gnosis?
I'm going to cut him. Get that poison out.
Four successes. We do not cut poison out.
So you can tell with four successes that Davy Jones has had his soul ripped apart piece by piece, and the thing that did it will do it again to whoever holds it. It's the piece of the ladder that signifies death. Touching the piece of the ladder that signifies death gets you killed. What you can also tell is that he could be saved with your arc mastery of life, but even if you save him, like if you heal his body, he will still die because his soul has been so depleted.
Can Ethel fix that?
Ethel's never tried.
Yeah, does it look? I mean, he's definitely not supposed to have that.
No, you're supposed to have that.
Oh.
You feel it. That's yours. With your fate magic, it's just like, I want that. That is me. In fact, that is me is pretty strong in your brain.
Is it pretty?
It is pretty.
Ethel's has wanted pretty things from the get-go. Do I know it ripped apart souls?
Roll a intelligence cult check.
I got a 4.
So you think, from what you've learned in both books and what Mona has told you, that a soul is composed of all of these things called the subtle arcana. That would be spirit, prime, death, mind, and fate. You would need to be an arcmaster of all of those to heal his soul.
Do I feel like if I pick up the ladder piece, my soul will get ripped out?
You can't tell. Do you want to use fate magic to see if it's a good idea to pick it up?
Sure.
Your fate magic tells you it's a great idea. This is you.
Oh, then I pick it up.
Okay.
Don't.
Thousands of years ago, when the supernal ladder was being forged, one of you was there. And it was you, Ethel. And in that time, one of you added a concept to the supernal ladder. And it was you, Ethel. The thing that Ethel added to reality that had not existed before she did that is the concept of death.
Shucks.
You built this. And this is your original handwork. As you touch the gem, it won't be killing you. It will be giving you another dot of death magic as you become an arcmaster of death.
Have we been traveling with the Grim Reaper this whole time?
You may have been traveling with the Grim Reaper this whole time, yet to be determined.
Oh, I deserve a cooler looking shovel then.
Not only do you deserve a cooler looking shovel, you deserve a magnificent futuristic set of armor, the gemstone that you have just captured. Maybe it's a new choker and a new whatever material you would like choker forms around it. Your whole outfit transforms, your shovel transforms into any object that you would like it to transform into.
Yeah, can I just be an elegant Grim Reaper, like Grim Reaper, but with a slinky dress with a slit cut up it, and then she's so happy. Grim Reaper going to prom.
Yeah, you're the Grim Reaper going to prom. Would you like a elaborate skull with a crystal planted in the front of it? Or right. Is this a piece of jewelry? How are you holding? Oh. Cap break.
This is amazing.
Oh my goodness.
The cats.
This is calamity.
Oh.
The cats came to honor the Grim Reaper.
If I could really use fate magic, that's what I would make happen. All the cats would just show up.
I'm pretty sure that was fate magic. That's what just happened there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the idea of the gem being set into like a velvet choker that she's wearing.
So Avalon is the death in reality.
Yep. Great times. Okay. And deep cut for another game. Charlotte, you were in the Unsleeping City. I tried to have you on, but the schedules didn't work, Victoria, but Victoria's character was also in the Unsleeping City because she was one of those archmages who was building the ladder. She was the one in the bottom of the ladder that gave you all skeletal dragons.
Oh, cool. Wow. All your games are connected.
Wait, but in the other game, wasn't Eustace the death mage?
Yeah, Eustace was the death.
Oh, Eustace is a deather. Okay, before we do beats, it's the timeline of Sinjata. Okay, so this is the modern era, right? Sinjata is born down here in the Nega timeline. He lives a life of terrible suffering, but suddenly is washed into the prime timeline where he spends some time with the dead Wrens learning how to party. Then Mona says, let's go explore this Nega timeline thing. So he comes down back to the Nega timeline where he fights evil Parallax apparently and hangs out with Mona and Parallax in that thing that you all can't remember. That's this. Then, at some point, somebody uses massive time magic to steal the dead Wrens from the timeline, bring them back to the Nega timeline in the past. This is the Sinjata that you are all dealing with now. But up here is the dead Sinjata. So at some point, this living Sinjata goes backwards in the past again and back up to the prime timeline.
So when I asked you that clarifying question, what I was trying to figure out if we could basically save Sinjata by killing him.
Yeah.
If we deleted the timeline.
That's exactly what I was saying. So if you're going to delete the timeline, you should kill Sinjata and do something that you don't know what it is to him.
Oh, boy.
Aspirations, obsessions. I'm going to jump to Trevor first. Trevor, Parallax, aspirations or obsessions?
In this session, I don't think really happened.
Maybe you should change your aspirations or obsessions.
Probably should. Can't hurt.
Ethel, what about you? Any aspirations or obsessions, Matt?
Oh my god. Not only is Sinjata magically better, and his soul is fixed, so we can get rid of that aspiration.
Completely fixed.
Let's just cross it off. But also one of my obsessions is to have all the nice things I want.
Oh my gosh. Game 2 beats towards that one.
Yeah, I mean,
you got a lot of nice things just now.
I've got so many nice things.
Pickled scythe? Yeah. Got some scything to do. Ish, what about Hunts the Storm? Any aspirations or obsessions, Matt?
Well, yeah, find the Kuratan people in the Nega timeline.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Yeah, that was it. In turn, escape from and or destroy the Nega timeline.
I think that You didn't do any steps towards that this session, but there'll definitely be one to keep around.
Yeah. And get back and use the time ship.
Well, that's... I think you should switch that one to something else because of what you've learned about the time ship recently.
Okay. We can't get back.
And Charlotte, what about Mona's aspirations or obsessions?
Yeah, I got the finding out how things work with that 5 success.
Yep.
One of my obsessions is fix the paradox timeline, which we're working on.
I don't think you made any concrete steps towards that one today.
No. And then I think I need to change my aspirations.
That's right. This is a great time to refocus your aspirations, everybody. Things like definitely defeat evil in the Nega timelines are always a good one because there's a lot of evil here that needs to be defeated. This area is going to act as sort of a base for your activities because some of these people can't really move as stealthily as the rest of you. And from this location, the fools will select allies that you have gained, and you've gained a lot of allies, to go on missions either on their own or with you to accomplish goals in this world. One of those goals that I think the party will accomplish is to get the Ghost Army.
Yeah. Good. This is a nice central hub for us to work from. A home base.
Mona, you can use your prime energy to create things for these people to use out of mana. And Ethel, you have matter, so you can transform matter. Hannah, you have transform life, so you can provide food for them to eat. And Trevor...
Hannah can transform essence.
That's true.
Essence.
And there is essence here, so there is a regenerating pool of 4 essence a day here. But there's a lot of werewolves that all need that essence. So it'd probably be best if you could hunt a spirit and eat that.
Yeah. All right. I think they're doing something good. Anyway.
And yeah, you're going to all have some choices to make, and there's going to be some big twists and reveals coming up soon, teams, so...
What about Hannah's?
Beats. Oh yeah, Hannah. Beats?
I changed my aspirations because I wasn't... Things need to be updated now that we're in a new reality, so I did not meet any aspirations from last time.
What about your obsessions?
Destroy the Nega timeline?
Not yet.
Stop the Concordant?
No, not that you know of.
Yeah. We'll see. Next time I'll heal Davy Jones and I'm going to find other abyssal rebels like Sinjato. Oh, I should stop being hungry. I gotta remember that that is a thing. Definitely gonna be slavable here.
The hungriest of all timelines.
What are we going to call this clubhouse? It's very different than the last one with the well.
It's called the Broken Turtle Ship. What you said it earlier.
Well, that's the whole continent. The continent is called Chennai, the land of the broken turtle shell. That's actually like an abyssal name. That's a corruption of a native tongue. It is not what you should call it. You should have a different name for this place.
Okay. What should we call it, Ethel?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe we have to wait to have it tell us.
That's fair.
Just animates to life. My name is Tim.
Yeah. They call me Tim.